Hello.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I don't have any money right now. That's the problem.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $129 past due balance on the account, and that will reoccur to $258 on December 17th until this settles. So a couple of things.
Well, my thing is I'm not – when I signed on with you guys, first off, I had went with a whole nother company. You guys had – basically called me back, gave me a month free or something, 2 months free, whatever. My problem is I was, from what I was told, y'all told me, the person that pitched this all to me told me that, hey, there's no strings attached. You're not in no contract at all. In fact, that if everything's, getting to where it's slowing down, then when you stop making a payment, then we may pause your account or something like that until you can pick it back up again. When you pick it back up again, it'll pick right back up there. But it's a month-by-month service is what I was told.
So it is a month-to-month service with an automatic renewal, and we give you that 3 business days prior to the 17th to notify us if you needed to pause or cancel the account. Okay, but I want to give you a couple of options, if I may, because I definitely don't want this to recur, by next week to $258 and start affecting your credit, especially if you're not happy with it in the first place. I will tell you that I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 297 times. You've had 3,928 image views to the pictures on the Google business page and 28 Google actions, including clicks to call you and clicks to your site from the first page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, Chris, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Every time.
Every time. Okay, good. Yeah. So a couple of things. Is number one, I could put you into website hosting only. That's just $49 monthly. And granted, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $129 to $49. But if you think that this would work, what I would do is I would make that adjustment for you. And then once we get the payment, assuming that we get it before December 17th, I would push the next one out 30 days for free. So that way you would eliminate that December 17th payment.
Well, what it is, every year around March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, those are really good months. When it gets into December, January, February, those are months that we are all the way down. I had a business before this, and I've had this business here, and they've both been painting businesses, and they pretty much do the same thing every year and never changes.
Okay. So thank you for relaying that to me. You're kind of in your off season right now, correct?
That's right. That's right. And I was very transparent about that when I set this account up.
Hold doesn't happen. Let's say you set it up in September, you can't tell us, oh, in December I slow down. You have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing that would then suspend the December payment. So that's how our system works. But I can do this for you to help you out a little bit, is I can try to get an override on the website hosting and put you into the corporate rate of $29 monthly. And then once we collect that, I can put you on a seasonal hold, and I'm allowed to do that for up to 90 days. So then we could suspend the December, the January, February payment, and your account wouldn't reinstate until March. But when it reinstates,
that would be great. That'd be something that we need to do. And you said I have, I can do it by December the 17th.
Well, technically 3 business days prior, so do it by the 14th. But let me put a note in here that we're going to do the hosting. That way, it'll save you. You know, I got to get an override to do that, but we'll do $29. And then the card that we have on file says suspected fraud. So if you want, I can put the new payment method in here now and just charge it on the 14th, and that way we'll automatically take care of everything for you on the back end.
That's the thing. I don't know what card I can use right now. I'm really low on money. Give me a week, and then call me back, and then we'll get it to the curve.
You got it. Okay, I think we have a good game plan here. So I already adjusted the pricing. I can't put that seasonal hold on here until the payment goes through, but I'll put a note in here that once we get the $29, that we'll put you on a seasonal hold until March, okay?
Okay, and then just call me back in a week.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you next week. So let me just look at the calendar here. Today's the, next week, Monday's the 12th, so that'll be perfect. So I'll call you a week from today, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome, Chris. Have a nice rest of your week.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.